Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KQMS. News Talk 1400 with Carl and the Bot. Phone lines here are 221-1402. Unless you're way out there, then they're 1-800-521-1989. Joined today in the studios, of course, by Frosty.
Good morning.
Hey, it's Friday.
It is Friday. I'm excited.
Beautiful Friday.
Yeah, it's Cooper night. It's cruise night. There's a bunch of things going on. And speaking of a bunch of things going on, soulmate, love of my life.
Am I a bunch of things going on?
Oh, always. Always a bunch of things going on.
Oh, you would be. You are with somebody who's a Gemini on the cusp, Taurus. So, hello. No, good morning, everyone. Quickly, Snooki is getting fixed today.
Snooki, of course, is what she calls Elk Killer, our large Maltese.
Now, the other day when we were walking on the protest on the bridge, Jim Mark came up to us and said, "Whatever happened with that stocking that you thought she swallowed?" Well, we didn't have to have it removed. She removed it.
Yeah.
She threw her mouth, by the way. Yeah. And we could not believe how long that thing had been in there and how long it was. I know you're probably sitting down to eat and I don't want to gross you out, so we won't go into details.
Too late.
So, anyway, say your little prayers that Snooki's going to be fine. Of course, you know, we're going to be laying low this weekend. Also, we may have the truck.
Okay, here's what's going on. A week from today, we will be racing at the raceway down in Anderson. Now, the truck has been painted, of course, by Precision Auto Body. We've got a lot of people to thank for this.
Cat.
And it is now having all the names and the sponsors being put on it right now by Cat on Signs by Cat down on Alexandria Lane. And what a great job she is doing.
By hand, by the way.
I mean, she's one of the last hand painted signs that you're going to have in the North State. And, she started out on NASCAR and on cars like this, but she does everything. And I tell you what, you see Kat at work and it is an artist. So, and she's donating her time on this. Yeah. I mean, this is a tremendous amount of work.
And evidently her father, I'm sorry, I don't have his name with me, but her father, is responsible and famous for doing some of the biggest and oldest neon signs in Reading, some of the landmarks that Reading is famous for. Yes.
Yeah. So there's there's a lot of the people we need to thank, we're going to be doing that through the show. We've got to take a quick break here, but we want to thank these people because they have made this possible, and you're going to be able to see the Racing for the Veterans truck. We're going to have it out tomorrow. We're going to have it down in a couple of different places. We're going to talk about it. You can come down, take a look at it, donate money. We can still put names on there. And this time, you get to write your name on the truck.
We may have it out for the cruise today. That's what I started to say. We may have it out for the cruise if it gets done in time.
That's right.
We're hoping. But coming up, we've got Romney Clements and three of the students that are in the UPrep spring play. You can take it with you. That's our next segment. Ladies and gentlemen, please stay with us. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Finest Tobacco Emporium in the North State. Espresso Joe's, get that coffee you want at the prices that are fair. And they are sponsoring our Missing in America project. They've got a barbecue going there today beginning around 4 o'clock. So stop by there, get something to eat and support the Missing in America project. And who knows? You may even see a truck there. Depends when we can get it out of the paint shop.
Well, good morning. You know how much we love here, Carl and I love to support the community. And, there's something very exciting going on right now, that's coming up actually the 23rd through the 26th. It's a play. The spring play of UPrep called You Can't Take It With You. And right now on the air, we have two of the cast members, Bridget Anderson and Tariq Malik. Is that right?
Yep.
Well, let's start with your name.
Tariq, as in Tar is Icky, Tariq.
You don't want to go through life saying that, honey.
Well, I've come up with some other ones. Rick with a Taw, but no one seems to get that one.
Well, let's talk about the play here. Bridget, did you have open call rehearsals, or are you in drama class?
No, you don't have to be in drama class to try out for the musical or the play, and we had open rehearsals.
You open auditions?
Yes.
Okay. Did you have to do a monologue, or explain to us about how you become involved with the drama department and or what you do when you audition?
Well, at UPrep, it's pretty simple. The audition process, you go in, you get some forms, you fill out your name, you know, number, email, so you can be contacted. And then you pretty much get you can ask for roles to audition for. They give you a paper with some lines on it, and you go up either by yourself or with other kids, and that's it. With the musical, we have to sing and dance, but...
Right. We also have another cast member that's standing up in the back there, Jared Combs. Jared, what's your role?
Well, my role in You Can't Take It With You is Tony Kirby, and I am the boss's son, basically, and the love interest of Alice in the play, so...
Okay, so are you a good guy or a bad guy?
I'm always the good guy.
Oh, okay. And you know, this is all under the direction of Romney Clements, who has such a stellar reputation here in the North State. Tell us, what is it like? How is she as a director?
She's a very good director, and she gets a little stressed out, but everyone gets stressed out, and she always motivates us to work our best, and it's really fun to work with her.
We never get stressed out here.
I'm sure.
Tell us what the play's about.
The play is about...
an hour and a half.
What?
About an hour and a half, right?
Yeah.
No, okay, sorry.
Like Jared said, he is Tony Kirby, the love interest of Alice, who is my granddaughter, and I'm the grandpa of this ridiculous family. We're very calm and happy-go-lucky kind of people. Bridget is my daughter, and it's a big family, and so the play is about how Tony, Jared, comes from a very rich, snobby family and how they kind of have to learn to cope with our family. And I won't spoil the rest for
you. So you playing an older role, do you have somebody who does your makeup, or have you learned to do that older theatrical makeup yourself?
I usually, in most of my productions, do my own makeup, unless it's something really outlandish like the Scarecrow, which I had to get help with. But with an older character, I'm not quite sure yet. We haven't done makeup, really, at any of the rehearsals, so...
Now, you're all of what, 15?
I'm 15.
Right. So, playing the grandfather at age 15. Just probably a little makeup on there, maybe touch up those wrinkles right there. Yeah.
I remember watching a special once on Meryl Streep, and back when she was in college, you know, they all had to learn to do their own theatrical makeup as part of the deal. So what a wonderful training ground for you to be able to learn to do that and each night get to paint yourself and execute what that is. Okay, so the show is the 23rd through the 26th. Where do we get tickets?
You can get tickets at the UPrep office, and you can call 245-2790.
She wrote it on her arm.
245-2790.
Okay, now, Romney, I'm sorry. Before we get out of here, you have to say something, please. Will you just give us a little something?
Oh, okay. Well, hello. I just want to say that, especially right now, with what's going on in the country and the economy, it is so important to support student theater and community theater, and we have so much talent here in Reading, and I just want to remind everybody, you know, movies are great, but go out there and support your local talent, because it's really important, and this is just a great group of talented kids, and it would be just a lovely night for you and your family to come and see the show.
You know, what Romney said was real important is it's one thing to go to big box stores, but, you know, here you have a chance, because money is being cut out of our educational system, and it's being put in different priorities.
So especially the arts.
So here's a way to support what we have going here to, you know, and the young people that are doing this, they're working hard at it. They're staying off the streets. These are not the ones you hear about. These are not the ones that are getting in trouble. So here's a way to support them. Well, I'm not too sure about Tyrick. But here's a way to support them. And again, it's like what we've done throughout our time here on the radio, is support our local businesses, support our local talent. So we're really happy that y'all are here, and I hope everybody goes out and sees the play next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
As they say in show business, break a leg.
Okay, when we come back, we have somebody on, we have a caller that we'll get to her right away as soon as we get back. Join us on the other side.
Welcome back. We're having a good time here Friday. This is Carl and Linda Bott here, Free Fire Radio, Newstalk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show is brought to you by
New Image Studio.
Well, you know, I have to visualize for a moment there. You know me. Well, if you don't, you'll learn that I'm having a photo session with them on Monday for a concert I've got coming up. So I was just thinking about, I want to say Dan and Julia, because they are the best photographers, and I know that whenever we have photos with them, I never worry about it. They are the best. So right now they're looking for senior spokesmodels, where you can get your senior portraits for free if you're chosen and get all kinds of free stuff. So they're right over there off of Park Marina Circle right next to the Bead Man. 243-4301.
Okay, Rose, we just wanted to see how long we could keep you waiting.
Morning, Glory.
We were trying to see if you could set a new record.
The Soul Patrol soulmates?
Yes, we're here.
Okay, now y'all were married in January of 2008, right?
Yes.
Well, my trucker and I eloped in March of 2007.
Oh.
And I found out he was allergic to nuts, but he married me anyway. Of course, we have a mixed marriage. He's a Crip, and I'm a Blood. Oh, Linda, Gemini's sister, Cusby Linda.
Oh, boy.
Why should all politicians be buried 11 feet under?
I don't know why.
Because, doggone it, deep down they're good. It's been fun, gotta run. Gotta turn myself into a sovereign Indian nation tax write-off.
Okay, thanks, Rose.
Deep down, they're good.
Yeah. You know what?
We get
tons of email from everybody. We got one from Coach. Now, I'm not going to, you know, he said, I just don't use his last name. I'll just go by Coach. Coach wrote us a long email, and he said, you know, I appreciate the fact that people walked across the bridge and that people were there to protest. He said, but really, what good is it going to do? Is it going to take, is it going to save $1 from our pockets? Is it going to do anything to the politicians down in Sacramento and Washington, D.C.? He says, really, he says, wasn't it just a walk in the sun, a feel good walk in the sun? You know, and that's a really good question, Coach. And, you know, and my response to that is this, is if the people this nation don't follow up with this, then it wasn't. All it was a walk in the sun and a chance to kind of vent your anger, which a lot of times, believe it or not, is a good thing. You're able to say, you know, to have a voice and find there's other people just like you out there that said, you know, this is wrong. And it wasn't, by the way, a right-wing conspiracy fueled by millionaires from the right hand, you know, from the right wing, which, of course, if you're George Soros from the left wing and you fuel MoveOn.org, that's okay. But if it was fueled by the right wing conspiracies and they were causing this, well, I know who organized this in Reading, and trust me, he was not funded by a right wing conspiracy by anybody. I'm sure Greg even lost money on this. And let's talk about the people that were there. They were not just Republicans. They weren't neoconservatives. They were Democrats. They were liberals. They were rockers. They were, you know, bikers. They were, you know, you name it. I think the cross section was there. I mean, Frosty, you're there with your friends. Would you say that?
Yeah. I mean, it was across the board. I saw everybody.
And to have people say that it wasn't is just, you know, ludicrous and trying to really ignore what started yesterday. So, Coach, here's my answer to you is I hope that people, when they started the protest, or they agreed with the protest, but maybe didn't get out there because of a work or whatever reason, that this will start a movement in our country, both on, you know, on both sides of the aisle, to hold our elected officials responsible. Is it paying taxes? No, I don't think people, I know, yeah, nobody likes to pay taxes, but guess what? You want to live in a nation that keeps you safe and you got infrastructure, you got to pay taxes. I've got no problem with that. It's the wasteful spending that goes out. We spent $900 million to put together the infrastructure in Palestine. Give me a break. Could we have used that $900 million right here in the United States? Yes, absolutely. I say we should treat our money that the government spends, they should treat it just like they would in their own home. That you put priorities on it and that you spend the money by those priorities. And if you have money left over or set aside to help other people, then we do that. Or a percentage of it. So, Coach, you had a great email. So what's going to come of this? Well, I guess we're just going to have to wait and see to see if the people that were there, they gather their friends. If each person there gets 10 of their friends and we vote, as that's the way you make change. You get rid of the people that were there that did this to us. And you know what? Because, you know, we've had people call in and say, well, you know, they vote the way that they should. Well, maybe they do, but maybe it's time for new ideas and new faces. You can't tell me that we don't have the best and the brightest out there that could run for office. So, Coach, I hope 6 months from now you write back to me and you say, hey, Carl, Linda, it was a great start, and look at the great things that happened. It's Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here, 221-1402. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Their hours are 9 to 4, Monday through Friday, and they will give you the finest deals on any type of jewelry that you can find in Reading.
I'm visualizing. My birthday's coming up.
Yeah, I know, and that's a scary thing because he's got great stuff down there at great prices, and I know I'm going to end up down there. All right. Hey, you know what? Cool April Nights is going on, but there's so many other things that are going on in our city. Now, let's talk about some fundraisers here. And again, something near and dear to our hearts, of course, is the Missing in America Project. So today, starting about 4 o'clock at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive in the back parking lot, will be a barbecue. All the funds will be going to support the Missing in America Project. As you all know, the Missing in America Project was started by a gent right here in Reading, Fred Salante. It has now spread to 48 states. And what it does is it takes remains of veterans who have never been claimed, and they bury these remains, inter the remains in a national cemeteries, or the veteran cemeteries, with honor. Well, one of the things that Fred wants to do is put himself out of a job. So what he's doing is, with the Missing in America Project, they are taking remains of three veterans, two Silver Star winners, and a Medal of Honor winner from Reading, all the way to Arlington, beginning May 20th, right here in Reading, and having the remains interred there. Arlington is waiting for them. They're excited. What I think should happen is I think our government should get involved in this and search out and find these remains and inter them with honor as they should, instead of having locals all over the nation have to find them and do it themselves with money out of their own pocket. So one of the things we're doing is we're trying to raise $50,000 to make this trip, to pay some of the expenses for everybody that's going. There's going to be a lot of people going. It's a huge event. Kansas has got a police escort all the way through. There's people meeting them at each border. It's going to be great. So one of the fundraisers, I said, at Tobacco and Brew, starts today at 4 o'clock. And then tomorrow at Kubler's parking lot from 10 to 3, there's going to be a car wash going. That's a wash is like a wash, except if you're from Oregon. And then barbecue is going to go from 4 p.m. until whenever it stops. So stop by there. Now, we're going to have the truck out there for sure at Kubler's so that people can come by and you can give donations and you can sign your name on the truck. Take a look at the Racing for the Veterans truck.
Hey, by the way, just to let you know, that donkey that bit that 8-year-old boy.
That donkey attack.
Yeah, the donkey, I mean, that was kind of big news a couple weeks back, does not have rabies.
Well, then the kid doesn't need to get shots then.
So, okay, the other thing that's kind of been concerning me, and I don't know, we would love to hear what you think about this. Of course, the numbers here are 221-1402 and 1-800-521-1989. Let's talk about the Roundup. If you're a rodeo lover like we are, there was some kind of, what do you want to call it, where they didn't want the press to come in, or if the press came in, they had to be in a specified area, and that's why you're not seeing pictures or you're not seeing coverage like you would have in the past. And I just want to know if anybody has some real inside scoop on what's happening there with the Red Bluff Roundup.
Well, the Record Searchlight, they do things, and we disagree with them a lot of times, but then we also agree with some of the things they say. In this case, after what happened last year when they had the bull get loose, and there's a lot of photos and such, this year the Reading Roundup said, hey, we want to corral all the media, put you in this one spot, and do it that way. You know, here's my thought on that. If you don't want the media to be there, just say that. But to try to limit them from taking photos and telling everybody to take photos, that's absolutely, you're right. And will that keep people from going to the rodeo? No. But to try to limit people where they can be at, especially the media, to say you can't take pictures of this or can't take pictures of that, or you're being controlled, just doesn't really work. It doesn't work for me. Now, on the other hand, their coverage of the Tea Party the other day was, abysmal, in my opinion. They covered something that happened at noontime and just kind of left out everything that happened the rest of the day. You know, they could have done a lot better on that. But in this case, I think they're right. I think that, there's no reason to try and corral the media.
Well, I'm not sure I agree with that.
Well,
I think that, when have you not gone to a concert or someplace where they say, here's the media tent, and here's where you get to sit in the stands? Now, why should you get free coverage to go wherever you want? Well, that's like a backstage pass to get whatever you want because you have a media sticker. And trust me, I, in the past, have had those backstage passes with the media and be able to go wherever I want to go.
Well, so
but I understand that if it's the Red Bluff, the organizers that own this and run this, that's their right.
They have the right to do it. I'm not objecting to their right to do that. But then don't be upset is if the paper says, I choose not to go play by your rules. That's the whole thing. And that's what I say. If they have a right to say that.
And what have you not ever been to a rodeo when you haven't had some critter jump in the stands? It's part of the excitement. Yes, we almost had that happen here at the Reading Rodeo while we were sitting in the front stand. Didn't a bull or was it a horse?
It was a bucking bronco who kicked the board right next to us and broke the board.
Yeah.
You know what?
But
it's no fun it's no fun to go to rodeo unless when they're bucking, you're not getting covered with dirt.
Or tequila.
Yeah. Or horse, whatever.
Or beer.
What, Frosty?
I was just going to say, how can they call it bull riding when they wear protective vests?
Well, they're still riding bulls.
Well, that takes it away from me.
Well, I know. It's kind of like having, Steve Mena stomp up and down on your chest. Now, picture Steve Mena being 1,000 pounds.
That's what makes you a man.
Well, I tell you what, though. Have you ever been on a bull?
No, but I would like to, eventually.
Well, I tell you what, there's places you can go, because I have ridden bulls. And let me tell you, I wish I had been in an armored tank riding on, because when you're on them, it's bad enough. It's when you get off, that's when the real fun starts. They don't pay clowns enough money.
You did that at Pendleton, didn't you?
Yes, I've ridden bulls before, and which is probably one of the reasons that one arm is longer than the other. And why every time I sniff a bull, I have this little quiver in my legs. So, and if you haven't ridden a bull, if you don't think 8 seconds, you think 8 seconds is a short time, get on a bull. That 8 seconds can last forever, and then especially if you have the one that reaches back and he shakes his head and he's got some horns there and he wants to tickle your belly while you're still in the chute. And you're thinking of all the places you should be, like combat, that would be safer than where you are right then.
I am so impressed with Ty Murray on Dancing with the Stars. That guy, talk about focus, and everything equates to bull riding.
Well, I'll tell you what. the other thing, too, is that, get on it, you don't realize how, as tight as you can put that rope down there, that hide is still slipping around. So when these guys come out, and they're all, like, the best riders are all, like, 5'7", because they've got that low center of gravity. And they come out, and so if they wear that little, they wear that padded vest, that armored vest, that kind of little Kevlar vest, trust me, Frosty, that it is something that's probably kept more people alive or at least cut down on injuries. They're still injured all the time. Yeah. Okay,
well,
look.
Got to take a break?
Yeah, we got to take a break. We'll come back. We got Tom. We got Mike. We've got a couple other people. And we also want to start thanking again some of our sponsors, like Crackmaster, and I want to talk about him just for a second after we get back. So, Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, News Talk, 1400 KQMS.
Since the latest tax increase, 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk, 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here, 221-1402, as you know, because they are backed up. Hey, first of all, I want to talk about Crackmaster. It's on Market Street. Jeff Wirst is running that place. Besides the fact that he is sponsoring MIAP, and he had made a huge, great donation for that, as have many other people. Linda had a crack in her windshield, had just a little, you know, it was a little dings. So he went in there and you can't see it. So right after that, and I'm thinking what a great job that was, I get a crack in my windshield right on the driver's side, 6 inches long. 6 inches. I'm thinking, I take it down there. He keeps it. Spends a couple hours on it, and I defy anybody to come over and look at my window and tell me where it is. I mean it. I mean, it is absolutely the best work. You know, it's Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster down on Market Street. You need to stop by if you got a crack in your windshield. He does great prices. It's a local guy, and he's a veteran. Tom, thanks for waiting.
Hey, I'm glad to hear that kid that got bit by the donkey is going to be okay.
Yeah, it's been since the rest of us been bitten by that donkey too.
The Democrats, they'll do anything, won't they? Now they're starting to bite kids, and that's no bull. Isn't the donkey, there is
a correlation, isn't
okay,
there?
Okay, here we go. Okay, so now, okay, well, what about the?
It must have been on that Homeland Security right wing extremist list. You know, the other day when I called up, I hadn't got all the scoop on this so-called Homeland Security report. I've got a little more now, in off even the mainstream news. And now I don't expect Obama to, you know, address every jab made at him on talk shows, but I do think that he needs to come out when there's this leaders in Congress of the Republican Party have really got on about this report as it refers to veterans. And he needs to put some kind of disclaimer in there. Now, they're wanting Governor Perry of Texas to disassociate himself from those who are crying for secession and this tax revolt. Well, I think it's time for Obama to step up to the plate and disavow some of the more extreme elements of that report. I mean, here's the same folks. Where are they that were, you know, all up in arms about Guantanamo, the Patriot Act, and monitoring the or surveillance on terrorists, yet they're definitely silent on this one. Have you noticed that?
Well, you know, Napolitano has come out and said she wishes that that they had gone back and, as she said, wordsmithed it. But, you know, the problem when you say the word wordsmith, it means it's something minor. To me, it was the whole report was leaning in such a direction. Now, they've also put out reports about left-wing. You know, and let's be fair about it. They have. They've put out reports about left-wing extremists and hacking into systems and certain ones like the environmentalist terror groups that blow up things and set things on fire. But I don't think that they said that there was any veterans that was being recruited by them.
Right.
That's the part I think that's got a lot of people upset.
Well, you know, one other thing, too. You always got to remember, there's wing nuts on both sides.
Oh, yeah.
They're way out on the fringes. They're a very small minority, but they make a lot of noise. And, you know, whenever there's somebody in office that one side sees a threat, it's a great recruiting tool. Let me tell you, when Bill Clinton got in, boy, the NRA's membership went up. When Reagan got in with James Watt, as Secretary of the Interior, whoa, the Sierra Club's numbers doubled. This is just a part of that process, and I think for them to try to stretch it like they did with that report and including veterans or any, you know, somebody that's pro-life or whatever, is sending the wrong message, and Obama definitely needs to at least address that as Congress members of the opposition party have addressed it. I don't expect him to get on there and get in arguments with Rush Limbaugh or the rest, even though I like Rush and the others, because as Abraham Lincoln said, if I spent all my time answering my enemies, that's how I spent all my time.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, the thing about what President Obama needs, you know, is when they mention the Tea Parties to him, he said, "What Tea Parties?" The other thing, though, you're right. He needs to say, "Hey, look, you know, this thing was when it was written, it just it went too far. It shouldn't have been put in there. We don't have anything against our veterans." But I tell you what, this is what President Obama has on several occasions. I'm not sure how he feels about veterans. I mean, He gives lip service to it, but this thing about having the veterans pay for their injuries occurred in war, cutting back on a lot of the Defense Department. I'm not sure that the people in his administration really understand the military or the veterans and how to actually deal with them. Anyway,
well, I don't know. You know, I've tried to give him a benefit of the doubt a lot, but what I've been seeing over the last 3 months is not reassuring me in the least of where his
direction is tending.
And I first thought with all these Republicans coming in, he'd be kind of a balanced administration, perhaps, maybe kind of go a little more to the middle. But, boy, I think it was just nothing but window dressing, and he's really towing a hard left line.
Well, I think that people don't realize is that I think they don't realize that he was doing that beforehand. I mean, just look at his past, and you get what you vote for. Hey, Tom, we got to take a break. We got people on the line. Thanks for calling. Have a great weekend. Okay, we got to take a quick break here. We come back, Mike, you're up, and then Bob. This is Carl in the Bot, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, Carl and Linda here, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl, you were mentioning something about a haircut.
Okay.
What?
You know, it's Cypress Square Barbershop down in Athens.
The boys' club.
The man's last stronghold. I try to get my hair cut. It's Friday, guys. Go down there. Take a look at these guys, DC and the gang down there. The reason I'm saying is, one, it's a local business, but two, you know, they support veterans in our community, too. And every chance we get, we're going to keep plugging people that support our veterans community. Mike, thanks for waiting.
Hey, no problem. And good morning. Thanks for your service to our community and to our country.
Well, thank you.
And this is Mike. I called earlier in the week, and I just wanted to touch on something real quick. You know, I was going to talk about the media, but there's something else that's harder on my heart. And I called it the tail end of a program, probably Monday or Tuesday of this week. Anyways, when that stolen aircraft came across in the United States airspace, and it was a stolen aircraft from Canada, a Canadian flying school, and it was actually piloted by an 11-month Canadian citizen.
Yeah.
And come to find out he's of Turkish descent, you know, and he flew around for several hours in American airspace. That was a test to us. That was a scouting mission. I don't care what you are, who you are. If you don't believe that, then there's something really wrong with that. Along with the piracy, now we've been tested at our seas, and with the power grids, we've been tested electronically. I remember, I mean, it seems to me, and this ties in with the media, I remember when I was a young man watching TV at the end of the night, and they would have that Native American chief looking at the river all polluted every night when TV would go off.
Right.
You know, now I don't litter to this day because of that. Is there a reason that our media maybe couldn't show those towers hitting the ground every night?
The only reason I can think that they don't is the fact that it's a symbol that people are trying to get over for some reason, at least the media is, when instead we should see that every day
just to remind us
the fact that we were attacked and that we will always be vulnerable if we don't protect ourselves.
I'm a combat veteran. I know you are, and my son is proudly serving today. You know, we come from a long line of people who served our country, and now we're serving our community. That's what we're supposed to do.
That's the whole thing, and you're absolutely right, Mike. And the thing, too, is that, you know, what about the launch of the missile? What about, you know, the thing about before you make an attack, you do a lot of little probes to find out where the strength is in the defense. And once you find a weakness, you exploit it. You break through, and then you spread out. And the whole thing is that you've just got to be aware, and it's our grids, it's our cyberspace, it's our airspace, it's people coming across the border. You know, Obama and Calderon both said we have to stop the drugs in the arms flow. I am all for that. I agreed. I applaud 1,000%. Let's put people on the border and stop the people coming across both ways, and the arms and the drugs. Hey, I think that was a great thing.
I don't have a solution, but I do appreciate the forum. Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, thanks so much for your phone call.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you so much, Mike. You know, next week we're going to have a program, I believe, that's going to be on Are You Ready?
That's it. We're going to have one on Wednesday and Thursday about survival of what happens if something bad happens. And we're not talking about a nuclear attack. We're talking about anything like earthquakes, floods, famine, pestilence, or
The
grid going down. Okay, Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Linda.
Good morning, Bob.
You know, Seth, from that last guy about your service to our country, we all appreciate it very much.
Well, you know what? People, I appreciate you all saying that. You know, it was an honor to serve this country.
Yes, I was there too, and I felt it was, and I came home proud.
That's right. Okay, Bob.
What I was calling about was if we are, you had me on the radio station the other day, and we're out here at the racetrack right now getting everything all ready at Reading Drag Strip, and we've got 3 days of really exciting racing going on, and the gates open today at 3 p.m., and we've got three jet funny cars. Door cars, dragsters in the 6 and 7 second range of hitting about 200 miles an hour. And, we're gonna go until probably midnight or maybe even later. It's gonna be, spectator entry is $15 per person and under 12 free.
Okay. Hey, Bob, I hope you have a great turnout and you're doing a great part for this community. We gotta run. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Roberta, you've got like 20 seconds.
Okay, well, I just want to thank you guys and Willie and Greg Mann for, doing the tax party things. But, you know, I do think it's a grassroots thing that's happening. And I would just say to people, they can't stop now. We need to network with all the different groups, guns, taxes. And so that's what we need to work towards. And I don't know how we're going to do it, but locally we need to network and really start a movement to
Well, it's got to be of all shades, colors, and persuasions. Roberta, thank you so much for your phone call.
All right, bye.
Hey, it's going to be a great weekend. Come down to Tobacco and Brew for that barbecue today starting at 4. We may have the truck there, but for sure tomorrow we're going to be out raising money for the Missing America Project. Come down and visit us at Buchner's for the looking at the truck and signing it.
Kubler's.
That's what I meant.
Keep thinking about those cookies.
This Carl in the Bot on Free Fire Radio. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?